City Attorney Beveridge, you have two potential statutes you could follow here. What is the difference?
Well, the difference is that Chapter 770, as Alderperson Wiese stated, is specifically about domestic partnerships. It's about creating a state law construct where you can register for a domestic partnership. Now, people would do that for certain purposes, like having custodial rights in terms of hospital visitation, in terms of end-of-life decisions, that sort of thing. Chapter 40, on the other hand, addresses the Employee Trust Fund. It's the retirement fund for state employees. And it has its own section that defines domestic partnerships. And it allows you to file a different type of form than 770 in order to give your domestic partner the benefit of your retirement package should you pass away. Now, 40 does not include a requirement that the people be the same sex. 770 does. But then if you look at like what the city of Milwaukee does, they kind of homespun their own type of registration system, which for a city the size of Milwaukee is maybe a little more feasible than us, although it wouldn't be an overly complicated thing for us to put together. Ultimately, what I anticipate is over the next couple weeks, I will work with the personnel director and the mayor and the comptroller treasurer and come up with language that from my perspective, is protective of the city's legal interests and accomplishes the goals of the city council.
That's probably going to be based more on 770 with some modifications?
I would expect so. There is the wrinkle of just directly using 40, as I mentioned in the council meeting, is that you'd be compelling people to take that step with their retirement fund. They may want to get the health benefits without doing the retirement fund switch. Then again, they may want to do both. In which case they could. They could always do that mechanism under Chapter 40 on their own if they wish. I suspect that, well, I can tell you definitely that my advice is going to be to make it not reference same-sex. Like I said in the meeting, I think that the risk there would be small, but it's hard to say what it is because the courts have never asked, they've never answered that question, whether granting this to same-sex couples but not opposite-sex couples, whether that really does count as discrimination. It's never been addressed, so it's impossible to guess.
So the amendment to address opposite-sex couples may help you in your writing.
Yes, definitely. I had delivered a memo to the alderpersons explaining that there was some risk and suggesting some means of structuring a motion should they decide to do it a certain way. I feel that it does eliminate some risk, even if that's very mild risk. I feel like it's my duty to inform the council that that is my opinion that they should do it that way.